which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
What is up, franchise fans? It's your favorite franchise consulting duo, Jack and Jill Johnson, back with the Inside Scoop. What's up, Jill?
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Well, we're here. We're here to tell you guys about the franchises that people bought, that we help people buy. And I think it's 700 other franchise consultants that we are affiliated with help people buy over the last week. That's what our podcast is. We're here to tell you about the real franchise market, which franchises people buy, why they buy them, and how you can buy them too. And so, Jill, let's dive in. The first one on the list, you know what? This is one that I'm really excited about. It's called Frios Gourmet Pops. What is Frios Gourmet Pops and what makes them so great?
Well, we did get to try them. They are great. Let's talk about that. But they are the largest popsicle franchise in the world. It's a mobile concept, so it's a mobile franchise. You know, they're like, what are they? They refer themselves as mobile sweet rides. So it's like a food truck with only popsicles. So good for, you know, places, offices where there's a lot of people, like the food trucks gather around lunch. They're good for parties. It's a fun concept.
Well, yeah.
And it's happiness on a stick. I mean, how cute
is that? Wow. I mean, these guys are full of, like, and by the way, they are low cost, all caps, and lot of fun, all caps.
Okay. Then you know it's serious.
That's what this is, folks. Low cost, lots of fun. What's better than that? They've got like these tie-dye vans that look cool. Like they sent me a picture of one of their franchisees, like in this grass field. You know how there's like food truck Sundays and mm-hmm. things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that's what I was picturing. Yeah.
And like the line for the Frios Pops was like out the door. It was like
around
a mile.
Field.
Yeah, it was crazy. But look, this is a great business. It's low cost, simple to run, multiple revenue streams. Frios franchisees are able to work multiple events per day. That is key. Mm-hmm. As well as have wholesale accounts in their territory. So B2B, B2C, low cost. Let's tell you, what does this thing cost? Franchise fee is $20,500 peanuts. Royalty is $400 per month. Super peanuts. Total investment $40,000 to $70,000, including your franchise fee. I mean, come on, folks, you got that in the pockets of your couch. This is a great business. And this would be a great first business or someone who's semi-retired. You want to be around fun, happiness. Frios has got it for you. Next up on the list, I love this. This is a newer franchise for us. We just started working with them this year. They actually are from our local area here in South Florida. They're called Pure Green. Jill, why is Pure Green an Entrepreneur 500 ranked top new and emerging franchise 2 years in a row?
So they are a juice bar franchise, but they have made to order superfood smoothies, bowls, cold pressed juice. I mean, this is what everyone wants right now. Healthy, fast. You know, you see it everywhere, but theirs is amazing. I mean, it tastes wonderful. And this is like where people are going now. They want something that's quick but healthy. They don't want to do the fast food. And so Pure Green comes in and just takes over that market.
I'm actually building a bowl right now on DoorDash, and they have grass-fed protein. I love that. That's so cool. But you know what I love more? They have the top 10% of their stores average $1.5 million. And the overall average store does $743,000 a year in sales. Those are great numbers. Yeah. I mean, again, so let's just say, here's a fun exercise. By the way, Pure Green franchise fee, again, really low, $30,000, royalty 6%, total investment anywhere from $170,000 to $425,000. I think the $425,000 is more realistic in today's day and age. What that means is you pay Pure Green the franchise fee, $30,000, put $400,000 in a business bank account, and give it 6 to 9 months to get profitable. Okay, so what does that make? Well, let's say you are the average store that grosses $743,000 per year. Your mission as a franchise owner is to net 20% as soon as you can, so $140,000. So what if you were to say, well, Jack and Jill, for me to be my own boss, I need to make $300,000 a year. Jill, what do they have to do?
Get multiple.
Two units. That's it. That's how we do it in the world of franchising. Pure Green, want to learn more about it? Text us 305-710-0050. Jill, every week, Dry Medic. Every week we talk about restoration franchises. Yeah. This week, no exception. This week, Dry Medic Restoration Services, where the average system-wide revenue is $1 million. No surprise. What is Dry Medic?
So obviously, you guys, restoration, recession-resistant industry, right? Things are going to happen. They're going to happen no matter what the world is happening. You know, restoration is always going to be there. And what restoration Dry Medic does is they give you the opportunity to grow at your own pace. So their whole thing is start simple and grow big. So they're known for helping entrepreneurs build big goals and big companies. So if you want to just start with just water damage and mold remediation, you can do that, or you can offer the entire line, which I love. And that includes like smoke and fire and all of that. So you get to kind of
biohazard may sound freaky, folks, but it's about the most recession resistant of the restoration services. You can literally clean up with that.
Oh, literally clean up. I like that. But anyway, what's really cool about this is you get to kind of choose your potential here. So you can take on all of it. You can start slow. They really are with you. They say that your success is their success. So they have all of the training and branding and everything that you could ask for. And you don't have to have restoration experience. So it's really for anyone.
Yeah. And total franchise fee is $45,000. Total investment ranges from $133,000 to $317,000. You can pretty much set your watch to a restoration franchise. Next one on the list, assisted living locators. Jill, assisted living locators is senior care placement. What is senior care placement?
So basically, it's a no-cost nationwide senior referral and placement service for in-home care, independent retirement options, assisted living communities, memory care, and more. So they actually work with you to find what the right opportunity is for what you're looking for. It's home-based. You don't have to have very many employees to do this. And again, another recession resistant because seniors are always getting older and they're the fastest growing demographic.
Always getting older.
So at some point, someone's going to need a senior care solution, and assisted living locators helps with multiple options.
Surprise, surprise. Their average revenue is $900,000. I would say anything to do with senior care, the average revenue should be at least $1 million as it matures. Next up on the list, That One Painter seems like every single week. And for those of you that are longtime listeners, every year, you know, there's a franchise that we seem to talk about every single week. Well, That One Painter is that for this year. For those of you that haven't heard about it before, it is from Resi Brands. It features annual unit volume. I don't know why I wrote that. Annual unit volume of $1.3 million per location. Painting, like senior care, I think you can pretty much set your watch that a good, well-performing painting franchise should do $1 million a year once it's mature. Jill, what else?
So obviously painting is, everyone needs it at some point in their life. But what's great about That One Painter is, yes, you can find a painter anywhere. But with That One Painter, you have a huge support team for all the franchisees. So they help you with your branding and your marketing and your call center and all of that. They have world-class coaching, in-house marketing. They do all the appointments in-house as well. So you can kind of have that semi-absentee. And like I said, you know, it's painting. So it is a necessity. People are going to need a room painted, a house painted. So it's one of those that I would, you know, I guess it's recession resistant, but at the same time, you know, we're doing home improvements left and right, and that's still a huge market. So, you know, painting is great, but the support that you get, that's what sets them apart from any other painting franchise.
Across all painting franchises, average job is about $4,000 to $5,000. But I know that That One Painter had a franchisee do a $280,000 commercial job. Franchise fee for That One Painter is $50,000. You can do another $100,000 in working capital. We own a Resi Brand CEO model franchise. We own Pink's. Which for those of you that have been listening and waiting for our new podcast to come out, the We Bought a Franchise podcast, it is almost here. We can't wait to tell you guys about the lessons we've been learning. Hey, even us as longtime franchise consultants, we're learning things as franchise owners that we believe really help our clients. And so we can't wait to share it with you. Just two more quick hits. We don't have time to really go into them in depth, but Jill, two other placements this week: Up Closets, Upgrade Your Space, where the average job is $4,500. What does Up Closets do?
So it's closet design. But what's really cool about this is they use AI design software. So you can get almost immediate design options for your customers. So no more waiting like 2 or 3 weeks for someone to draft up something that doesn't even look like your space. So they really focus on the technology, and it's really good for, you know, spouse teams, interior designers, realtors, you know, stagers. So it's really, there's a lot of people that can utilize this type of business. And
Franchise fee is $40,000. The royalty is $750 to $1,600 a month, and total investment anywhere from $60,000 to $110,000. So when they say it's great for young couples, pretty cheap franchise to get into.
Yeah. And again, you're back in like the home renovation. So that's still a huge thing. People are remodeling ever since COVID. It's just really taken off. So, and with this technology, you can get a quote out much faster than other competitors, which will be key in this. So
yeah, I think it's a neat franchise. Last on the list, this is one that always seems to be on the list too. Zoom Drain, where the average franchisee averages over $1 million in sales per year, and the top location nearly $11 million. So for those of you at home that are paying attention, $11 million means probably 9-10 units. Jill, what else about Zoom Drain makes it so popular?
So, you know, it's not a pretty one, right? They specialize in cleaning inspections and repair of drains and sewers. So like, you know, not like the most, you know, wonderful thing,
sounds
but we love a good dirty business. So, but anyway, they are really leading this market. And there's not a lot of direct competition. So they're kind of one of the top names, which is nice. And they provide a service that a lot of people don't like or don't do well. So they're coming in and saying, you know, listen, it's never going away, and we're going to do it better than anyone else. And I love that because, again, may not be the prettiest, but everyone needs it at some point.
I mean, just imagine if you're the kids of the $11 million Zoom Drain owner, what kind of life has been set up for you? And that business was probably started with, you know, $500,000. So these businesses, you guys, while you may not have grown up dreaming about a Zoom Drain where a franchise fee is $49,000, the royalty is 6%, and total investment is $227,000 to $428,000, boring, safe businesses can be such a blessing for your family. It can get you the most important things, which is more life work balance, more freedom. And you can, once these franchises are up and running, you can have more freedom, more time with your kids, more time on the road. We're going to show you how it's done in our new podcast, We Bought a Franchise. We're going to give you guys a transparent look into what it's like to be a franchise owner, good, bad, and ugly. So we should have that for you next week. But for now, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the Franchise Insiders. We can't wait to bring the next episode. Thanks for listening.
Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.